confirm that you can hear me?
I can hear you clear and loud, Joanna. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam Chair. So, dear presidencies, SB chairs, colleagues, this statement is delivered on behalf of the EU and its 27 member states. The past 3 weeks were a step forward in the intergovernmental process, and an experience we can all draw lessons from. However, there's still plenty of work ahead if we are to arrive in Glasgow fully prepared to take decisions that are essential to the implementation of the Paris Agreement by all parties. The EU acknowledges that this virtual session presented many challenges and constraints, particularly for developing countries. Perhaps the biggest gap for all of us was the chance to engage more frequently and informally over coffee and a piece of text. Despite this, we appreciate the commitment of every delegation to the process and the will to make substantive progress. We noted that mandated events, such as the multilateral assessment and the facilitative sharing of views, as well as the long-term finance and Article 9.5 workshops, were extremely positive. Moving forward in these items was crucial to avoid further delays in our process. For the informal consultations across the different topics, the approaches outlined by the presiding officers at the start of the session worked. We were able to have substantive exchanges and capture progress through informal notes under the presiding officer's responsibility. We acknowledged in the virtual mode of work many of the practices of our in-person meetings, proving that it can be used to successfully deliver on making consistent progress. Still, we have also endured the challenges of working across all the different time zones and how that impacts on the available time for consultations. This makes it even more important to use the available time more effectively. However, we had hoped to achieve a more consistent and balanced progress across all items. On the enhanced transparency framework, we were pleased to see the first iterations of common tabular formats appear, but are concerned that some have forgotten our mandate to complete the design of a system that will build mutual trust and confidence and that is applicable to all parties. On Article 6, we managed to discuss all topics and to identify some gaps in the texts that we have carried forward from Madrid. But we also recognize that key differences remain between parties that can only be resolved at the political level. If we are to find common ground on these matters, technical exchanges must continue in the coming months, and we appeal to parties' continued constructive engagement. We also wish to recall that we will face the challenge of implementing these new rules as partners and of our commitment to support developing countries that need it in the implementation of these rules. On the global stocktake, we developed a deeper appreciation of each other's understanding of how the Paris emission cycle could work in practice. And we look forward to making further progress at COP26. We are pleased to have reached a common understanding on the ZRG scenario for the 2022-2023 budget, which offers predictability for the Secretariat and allows for swift decision at COP26. We had also hoped for an outcome on the Adaptation Fund that would allow us to make progress in Glasgow. Despite the hard work of the co-facilitators and the broad convergence in the room, the note represents a step backwards. Overall, we would also note that the efficiency of our effort improves when we consistently apply the rules and practices of our work across different items. We regret not making enough use of informal informals across the different agenda items and the inconsistent use of points of order across the different rooms. Furthermore, we reiterate the importance of ensuring the virtual setting remains as inclusive as possible and recall the benefits of the transparency of having observers in some rooms. Parties must continue to build convergence on the various issues before we can meet again in person, and the exchanges we had during the past weeks can support progress towards the completion of our mandates. In summary, while moving forward, We thank the presiding officers, the secretariat, and all our facilitators for their work, for making the arrangements for this session, and focusing our work. Secondly, we acknowledge the progress captured in the informal notes. While they aren't perfect, they will allow us to continue to focus our discussions towards taking decisions in Glasgow. Thirdly, we are supportive of continuing intersessional technical work where it's most needed, and we trust the presiding officers in guiding our work and keep the momentum in the months ahead. Finally, we welcome the offer of the incoming presidency to commit ministers to begin to narrow differences on the key political issues that continue to divide us. Colleagues, the constructive engagement and cooperation of all parties in this respect is crucial to our success. We take hope from the fact that nearly every delegation on every issue that was discussed in these past weeks calls for decisions that will promote greater ambition on mitigation, adaptation, and means of implementation, and recognize the role that a completed rulebook can play in driving the transition needed to achieve the Paris goals. As we complete the rulebook, expectations remain high for the coming months that parties that haven't done so will submit or enhance their NDCs and long-term strategies, submit or strengthen their adaptation communications, and scale up their pledges on financial support. More ambition is needed if we are to arrive in Glasgow with global commitments keeping 1.5 degree within sight. The incoming EUK COP presidency has the EU's full support. We thank you once again, the presiding officers and the secretariat, for setting up the session, and look forward to continued good cooperation on the way to Glasgow. Thank you.